You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Nathan Zagura here with you today in the Dog Bowl. And it's about time. Let's go to the phones. And first up on the line is, let's go hear from Don in Youngstown. What's up, Don?
Hey guys. I'll hang up and listen to you. This is more of a comment than is a question, but maybe you could comment on it, I think, Matt, because you were a player. But when I watch what Mike Pettine is doing with his assistant coaches, I listen to all the interviews, DeFilippo, O'Neal, and this Halfley guy, and it reminds me of the San Francisco 49ers. I think they had Mariucci, Holmgren, and Gruden. It seems like when I listen to these guys in an interview, with their energy and their enthusiasm, they're head coaches in the making. And how does that affect the team when they have that much enthusiasm and knowledge and they're young also?
That's a great question. It trickles its way down into the players and into the other coaches. What's great about this staff is you have the young and old. You know, you've got Dreisbach, the inside linebackers coach who's been doing it for very long. You've got, you know, Babich and some of the younger guys, you know, are just trickling their way into coaching in the National Football League. And so, but Mike Pettine, as we heard from Andrew Hawkins yesterday, is all business. And what you have to love is in John DeFilippo, he finally went out and got his guy. In Jim O'Neill, he's got his guy that's been with him for a long time. And he gives them control. And he has his say. And it's almost like we've got our own little mini democracy, you know, going on here where, yes, Mike Pettine has the final say, but he lets his coaches coach. And their enthusiasm for the game of football, their enthusiasm for winning football games trickles down into very high-paid, high-profile athletes that in tune to stay high-paid and high-profile need to perform. And to perform in a Cleveland Browns uniform is very important to both the coaches. And as I mentioned, becomes very important to these players because they know that if they win, you can stay here. It makes your job fun. It makes coming to work fun. And eventually, everyone gets paid when you win. And when you don't, it's tough to come to work. And I've been a victim of that.
It definitely is. And I think what Mike Pettine has tried to do with this staff is get guys that he's comfortable with, guys that he has history with, guys who share his philosophy and his passion. And I think he's done that. He retained people that he liked from the offensive staff a year ago. Andy right. Moeller, George DeLeon on the offensive line, Wilbert Montgomery at running backs, and of course, Brian Angelico at the tight ends coach. But then he made some changes at wide receiver coach with bringing in Joker Phillips, quarterback coach Kevin O'Connell, and of course, the new coordinator, John DeFilippo. I think he's assembled a staff that now he feels very strongly are his guys. And I think that that's why you're seeing that kind of cohesiveness. And I like the staff. I like what they've done.
And it allows Mike Pettine to take ownership over any mistakes or anything that happens under his governing body, if that makes sense. Because you can always point a finger and go, well, he wasn't my guy. I didn't draft him. You know, he wasn't there when I got here. Oh, and there's been a lot of inheriting because of the turnover at both head coach and at general manager over the course of the years that you get a lot of finger pointing that say, hey, that's a Mangini guy. That's not my guy. That's a Shermer guy.
That's why 68 guys are new.
Right.
They can't say that now.
They're claiming them now.
They're claiming them. It's time to win. Absolutely.
It's their property.
Let's go to our guy Cam in Canada now. Cam.
Gentlemen.
How are you, my man?
I'm telling you, you guys were great last year, and you're better this year. I didn't even know if it was possible.
Oh, Cam, you're too kind. Thank you.
Cam, when are you coming to camp?
When are you coming to camp?
You know, I want to tell you something that's very interesting. I'm going to get down there for sure before August. Pardon me, before the end of camp. They slapped a bunch of work on me, boys.
Oh, man. Rough life.
It's unfair.
It is unfair. It's wrong is what it is.
So, I was going to tell you, you guys had talked a little bit earlier asked about the season and where I see things happening. I break the season down. I think we have, obviously, our six division games. We got to go 3-3 in our division. I think we have four ominous games that nobody wants to talk about. Obviously, Denver, Arizona, Seattle, and I think Kansas City because of the weather. I think we take the Kansas City game, and I think we can get Arizona because Arizona's coming in at a real, real nasty time in their schedule. If you look at what they go through, they're in West Virginia for a couple weeks before they come. They go back home. they have a Thursday, and then they come, or pardon me, they have a Monday, and then we get them on Sunday. So we might get 2 out of 4 in that, 1 out of 4 at worst. So we're now at that four or five win mark, and then there's 6 half-to-haves in this schedule. There's 6 half-to-haves. The Jets are a half-to-have. The Titans are a half-to-have. The Raiders are a half-to-have. The Chargers, the Rams, and the Niners. We're looking at, boys, we're looking at 9 if everything goes haywire and 11 if everything goes well.
You're not going to win all your half-to-haves. I think going on the road to San Diego is a tough half-to-have. Yes, I agree with the first three games. You want to go 3-for-3, 2-for-1 at the worst. But it is, there are going to be some very, very, very difficult. This is a difficult schedule. But again, I don't think you know if it's truly a difficult schedule until you get into
it. No. And that's where how interesting of a football team would the Cleveland Browns be leaving the first quarter of the football season at 3-1?
It'd be very interesting.
They're the topic of conversation. And that doesn't mean we can lose the opener and win the next three. You know, we can win the first two, lose to the Raiders, and go out to San Diego and put our best performance forward and win a football game out there. I don't care how it happens. 3-1's 3-1, however you look at it. And you are a topic of conversation.
Yes.
And you got to figure the Pittsburgh Steelers have, yes, they have D'Angelo Williams, but they're starting. And I know there's an open petition and appeal out there for Le'Veon Bell to have a suspension reduced. But they're without him for 3 games, which means more pressure on Ben Roethlisberger to be good. And I know as we get to Charles Robinson here in the next 15 minutes, we'll talk to him about the Steelers a little bit. And he talks about how you can Ben Roethlisberger can feel a big season, you know, of averaging over 30 points a game, which is, you know, extreme. But the Browns have an opportunity to be very good early in the season, and that confidence to me is something that can carry over. So it's starting strong and finishing strong. Because we all know that middle stretch is going to be very difficult.
It is going to be tough, but you got to start strong. And if this defense is as good as we think it is, it'll keep them competitive to get through those stretches. All right, when we come back, we're going to look at the wide receivers and tight ends as we continue our offensive position previews there. Who will make this team from those spots? We'll let you know when we return on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.